appreciate the day in our church here. And appreciate all your offering and the kindness you show me today. Thank you very much. All the beautiful cards. I mean, some very beautiful, unique cards. And, you know, they accuse preachers of just taking the money out of them and throwing the card away. But I never looked at them. And I tell you, I appreciate it. I read them. And the verses are touching. And some very beautiful things said on there. And a lot of the gospel said on those cards. And I just love it. And I noticed I'm going to preach if the Lord will give me help tonight from the 9th chapter of Isaiah. Kind of a little Christmas sermon. And I want to take the word. I want to preach about something tonight. The word Christmas. And of course, everybody has seen that word a lot in the last few days. And C-H-R-I-S-T-M-A-S. Would you just visualize that for just a minute? And I want to preach about, of course, I think everybody here tonight realizes that Christmas was derived from a name. And I want to preach on that name. The name in Christmas is what I want to preach about. And everybody knows what that name is. Amen. Can you say it with me? What's that name? Christ. Now, without that name, you couldn't spell Christmas. There wouldn't be a word Christmas without that name. And so for a few minutes tonight, I will just preach on the name in Christmas. And my text tonight is found in Isaiah 9. And the Bible said, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful." Are you with me? "His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. And upon his kingdom, upon the throne of David, and upon the kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Praise God. Isaiah wrote probably how many hundred years before Christ? I guess we could turn in the beginning here and see it says 760 B.C. So we know that this child was prophesied, amen, 700 years before he ever came to this earth. God moved upon Isaiah and said, "I'm going to give you a son. There's going to be a child born, and unto us a son is given." Brother Nathan was talking about how that, you know, he didn't know anybody like Jesus who would actually die for you. And I know what he was saying. But now, even if they did, they couldn't save you because their life is not, amen, the spotless Lamb, Son of God. There was only one that possibly could have died for you, And if he hadn't of you, it'd have been lost forever. Amen. I want to preach tonight on the name in Christmas. Amen. There's going to be a child born and a son given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Praise God. I'm going to turn and read you a little verse that I looked at here before church in Hebrews chapter 1. And the Bible said, verse 4 of the first chapter, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me as a son. And again, when he bringeth the first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God worship him. And the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he said, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Praise God. I love what he said. He said, a name he hath inherited, obtained a more excellent name, amen, than Gabriel. A more excellent name, amen, than Michael the angel. Praise God. A name that Philippians said, praise God, it's a name above any other name. For there's no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. Can you say amen tonight? I don't know if I tell you what I'd like to have right now is a little early Christmas present, and that's I'd like to be a preacher right now if I could. Hallelujah. I like God to anoint me. Amen. I tell you, Christmas is a wonderful thing, but without that name that's in Christmas, amen, it wouldn't be much at all. Amen. That first part of Isaiah 9, amen, said his name shall be called Wonderful. Amen. I wonder anybody in here tonight needs a little wonder put back in your world. Amen. A little, all-inspiring wonder. Praise God. Put back in your life. Amen. We're living in a dull, boring world where people are looking from one corner to the other, trying to find some spice in their life, trying to find, something to cause them to, to put a zeal and a passion in their soul. But the Bible said his name, shall be called Full of Wonder. There's nobody like Jesus. Somebody say amen. Oh, it's the church that helped me preach a little bit tonight on the name, that's in Christmas. That name Christ is a wonderful name. Hallelujah. I think, praise God, that we need to get the wonder back in Christmas, don't you? I love little children. I can remember my little kids when they were just little, taking them over by the Christmas tree lights. And if you don't believe in a Christmas tree, I don't mean to offend you, but I never did really see anything in the Bible against a Christmas tree, you know. If you're going to be against trees, you'd have to tear your house down, wouldn't you? Huh? Unless you live in an aluminum one or something. Praise God. But I remember looking at their little eyes as they look at the twinkle, amen, and the brightness as they blink off and on, amen. And you can wrap a little old present and put it under there, and then little old kids will look at those bows and that
pretty bright colored wrapping. Amen. And I tell you what, kids just get so excited. Amen. Come on now. I'm about to feel like preaching to my church tonight. I'll tell you what, I'll put the wonder back in Christmas for you. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I tell you, I believe we can hear a lot of bah humbug. Amen. In this house tonight. Amen. But I tell you, I like to change that. Amen. To a little hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I'll tell you what will do it for you. Amen. If you get the name. Amen. Back in Christmas. Sweet Lamb of God. Amen. Because that name, Isaiah said, is wonderful. It's all inspiring. Hey, I wish I could introduce you to my Savior tonight. Amen. That name, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. Brother, I need a life. Amen. You can try the dope. Amen. They'll sell more liquor at Christmas than any other time of the year. Amen. People that's dull in their senses. Amen. At Christmas, staggering and moping and slurring their speech. But brother, there's wonder in my Christmas. Amen. My eyes are still open and they're still bright. And it's bright with the Son of God. Amen. The reason for the season, His name is still in Christmas. And His name is wonderful.
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Y'all feeling? I've told this before years, many years ago. I just had started pastoring not long at all. And there was a man that got in real bad shape, and I got a call. I went to this man in another state, had to travel out of state to go and pray for this man. And they had found him, and he was in bad shape, and really, he couldn't speak. He couldn't communicate. Are y'all listening to me preach? God bless your hearts. Hey, man, I want to give you a big old Christmas sermon here right now. Hey, man, and I tried to talk with the man and tried to pray with him. And I'm telling you, where they had him at, the doctors ran me off. That's right. They literally told me to get out of there. That they felt like that religion, amen, was this man's problem. That he was preoccupied. That's the way that this doctor told me. He said he's preoccupied with religion is his problem. And what it was, the devil had got on him. And just about destroyed his life. That's right. When they found him, he was incoherent and couldn't talk, couldn't communicate. I tried to pray with him, and finally they just ran me off. Well, when they ran the preacher off, the people, his relatives said, well, man, we can't leave him here in this place. So they shipped him to another hospital away from those voodoo doctors. Hallelujah. And so they put him in another hospital, and I went over there to have prayer again and went in the emergency room with him. And he started dying. And so they coded him and they rushed him in. And I was running along with him. The man was dying, Brother Darrell. Amen. His eyes rolled back in his head. I'll never forget it. As he fastened those eyes up on me. And I could just read them, Brother Zane. He was saying, help me. I'm dying. Do something. Amen. And I prayed with everything in me. And he couldn't speak. It'd been 3 days. He hadn't spoke his name or nothing. And it was just like he was just gone. So they rushed him up the stairs and got him in the room there. And a man came through, a nurse practitioner or something. He came through there with a big needle. And the man was just convulsing and dying. And they called all those in. And about the time he started to give him that shot, I guess, to whatever it was, this man finally, out of his lips, he said one word. And when he said that word, he immediately, amen, Henry, I don't know, this is the strangest thing I'd ever been around, but immediately, amen, the man hadn't spoke for 3 days, and as soon as he said that one word, his body went limp, he laid back and rested, and all of that went away, amen, and that old doctor looked at me, and he said, his chart said, amen, that this man cannot communicate verbally, he said, but that sure sounded like communication to me. You know the name that he called out? His name was Jesus. I'll tell you what, I left out of that hospital in wonder at that wonderful name. Hey, I'll tell you, if you want to have a Christmas that's full of wonder, it'll put
Christmas, the name of Christ, that wonderful Son of God. Bible said his name shall be called Wonderful. I could preach that all night long. Wonder. We need to get our wonder back in our experience. Brother, I tell you, it ain't anything, and y'all know how things that bug me, you know me long enough to know. And when I get to preaching and get to feeling the Lord, and folks act not interested, Brother Mac, and it's a fault of mine. I've even, when I first started pastoring, I've even called them down and got in all kinds of trouble with parents. Amen. But I'll tell you what it is. When I see the Amen. I don't see why everybody else can't see it too. I'm about to feel like preaching to you a little bit here tonight. I'll tell you, you can have a wonderful Christmas if you'll put the name of Christ back in Christmas. Hallelujah. That next word, and boy, I love this right here, Brother Ed. It said they shall call his name Wonderful Counselor. Huh? Feel the Holy Ghost. How many knows what a counselor? Amen. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Amen. Brother Jeff, did you ever need counsel? Well, I'll tell you what his name is. Counselor. Amen. You say, I'd sure like to talk to somebody, and I want you to know right now, amen, and this is the truth. As that old guy says on XM radio, he says, my social security number is, amen, and this is the truth. But I'm going to tell you, my cell phone number is, amen, 970-5530. You can call me anytime, amen, and if I'm not, amen, in range, just leave me a message, amen. But I'll tell you what, there'll be many times when you'll need a counselor that bigger than I am. Somebody say amen. I will guarantee you, amen, whatever you want me to talk to you about, it'll stay right here. You can count on that. But brother, there'll be times, amen, that I'll just have to say, I don't really know what to do. I don't really know what you ought to say. I really don't know how it's going to turn out. Amen, but I'm talking about that name in Christmas. His name is Wonderful. His name is Counselor. Amen. Which way from here? Follow me. I'm about to feel like preaching a little. I'll tell you, at Christmas time, amen, we need a lot of counsel. How am I going to pay for this? How am I going to get through that? I'll tell you, he knows it. He's the wisdom of God. He's all-knowing. He knows everything. And his name is Counselor.
His name is Wonderful Counselor. What next? The Mighty God. His name. Say it with me. Jesus. You know what Isaiah said his name was? Now this may knock you right in the creek. But it said Jesus, God's only Son, his name shall be Mighty God. Is that what it said? Huh? Mighty God. Anybody here need the Mighty God? I'll tell you what. And you know, growing up, Brother Paul, we were rich. We were poor, I guess. I didn't know the difference. I was told before, if you had two hogs, you felt like, out there where I live, if you had two hogs, you're pretty well off. Huh? We usually had two hogs. So I never knew it until I got up in school and realized that there was a snob's knob and I wasn't on it. Huh? Praise God. It took me a while, but I learned. Praise God. But we wasn't too well off. But I'll tell you what, there's a name in Christmas. Oh, Holy Ghost. Y'all feel him right here? How many feels him like I'm feeling him? There's a name in Christmas that's called the Mighty God. Amen. I'll tell you what, there's so much argument, and we're in the political, and next November on Nathan's birthday, I looked at the calendar, we're going to get to vote for a president of the United States. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us come quickly.
And I want to tell you, they get on the stand and they want to pressure them into what they think about God. And we got a Mormon running and a Baptist preacher running. And Hillary is a they call her a Methodist lay preacher. Hold on here now. And I don't know what all else we got. We probably got several infidels in the middle of it all. But when they just tiptoe around the religion and don't want to really, and they want to just say, well, we're all God's children. We're all going to the same place. But we ain't. Hopefully. Huh? And I know people, when you say that, people call you a bigot and racial and prejudice and a fanatic and all of that. But I want to tell you what. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. They can take the manger out of town square if they want to. Amen. But Christmas still bears the name of the mighty God. Somebody say amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Old Pilate had Jesus on trial. And he said, answer me. And Jesus wouldn't answer him. And he said, do you not know that I have the power, amen, to crucify you? And Jesus looked at, amen, that ruler and said, you could have no power over me at all. Amen. I love that, brother. That was tough. I mean, that was man. Amen. He said, I'm the mighty God. I could snuff you out at a blink of the eye. Oh, somebody say amen. No man takes my life, but I lay it down. Hey, and he said, I'm also going to take it up again. I tell you what, there's a name in Christmas that means mighty God. Amen. He's stronger than death. He's more of a victor. He's the king with many crowns.
Boy, I feel like preaching to you tonight. He's mighty God. Isaiah 63, I believe it is, says he's, who is this that cometh up out of Bozrah with his garments dyed in blood? It said that he is mighty to save. We need to get back to the name in Christmas. It's the mighty God. What's the next one? Everlasting Father. You hear me? He's everlasting. Huh? From everlasting. Brother, my religion, it ain't like Brill Cream. Just a little dab will do you. I know y'all too old for that, too young for that or something. Amen. Or just don't need it anymore. I don't know what it is. Huh? But I'll tell you what. If you get this like Isaiah got it, you'll look at Jesus and say, Everlasting Father. Amen. Amen. He said, Hebrews writer said, the creation that you created waxes old like a garment, but thou remain. I said, amen. Your creation waxes old like a garment, but thou remain Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. They had a little skit down there, a little play down there at Brother Stump's and them. And I always enjoy, nobody does one like them. It's just unique, and I love it every time. Man, they just get it done. They just get it told. And this little girl, little snobby girl, I told Valerie, I said, now I know you was just acting the whole time. I know that. I want you to know right now, I know she's a little snobby girl and wanted all these presents, and while he's in bed, some thieves come through, stole all, everything, even stole the tree. And they got up on Christmas morning, everything gone, all but the manger scene. And Jesus, little baby Jesus, was still there. I want to tell you something tonight, church. When all your CDs and your stocks and your cattle and your horses and your barn and you, what do you call them, bonds and all of that, and all that house and your big car and all that, and your household and your children are grown up and left you. Ain't that sad? How they don't go that far. Thank God for it. When all that's gone, I'm going to tell you there's one that remains. Come on now. When our health is gone, and I'm telling you what, I'm battling. I hit 50 years old and fell all to pieces. when your health is gone, you can't hardly take a good breath, and you wobble a little bit, and you got to watch what kind of shoe soles you get, so there's plenty of platform so you don't fall over in church. Now, I know you think I'm being pitiful, but that's the way it is. I want to tell you, when that all fades away, He is still the everlasting Father. Hallelujah. Oh, now we're getting down to the good stuff. His name. What's next? Prince of Peace. Notice that word prince. That speaks of a kingdom. He's the prince of the ruler of the kingdom of peace. Brother, I want to tell you something. I'm about done. I want to tell you, we can have a peaceful Christmas if we get that name back in Christmas. Huh? Oh, silent night, holy night. All is calm. All is bright. Round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant, tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. And of His kingdom, there shall be no end. Oh, stand with me. I feel like preaching to you. Stand with me. What a lovely name, the name of Jesus. Than the brightest star, sweeter than the song seen in heaven. Sing it one more time. What a lovely name, name of Jesus. Reaching high and far. How many of you mothers, Sister Sheila, called His name in the middle of the night when the fever wouldn't break? Huh? How many of you dads, when you're so tired and wore out and Christmas was coming and it was too much month at the end of the payday? How many of you, Brother Darrell, has called that name? Jesus. Praise God. I tell you what, if we can get this name back in Christmas, it'll be a wonderful Christmas. Huh? Can you say amen? Praise God. I don't know what to do right here. Amen. How many feels like, amen, that you want to put the wonder back in your life? Huh? That old doctor looked from the foot of the bed to me and he said, that sure sounds like communication to me. That man got better. That man got better. I want to tell you, I'm so glad I know that name. Aren't you? Praise God. Let's come and have a season of prayer tonight before we go any further. Won't you come? Come right on. God bless.